Good afternoon. We'd like to welcome everyone to the Mesa City Council study session for Monday, February 22nd, 2010. We'll begin this afternoon's meeting by reviewing the agenda for tonight's council meeting. Page 2. You want me to mention that right now? Okay. You have a question? Item 2.1, what we should include on that is that the with the action on Ms. Ruttman as the council appointed city auditor, the salary and executive benefits, which include 14 hours per month of vacation time, which was the amount, accrued vacation time, which was the amount negotiated and determined with the with Ms. Ruttman. Okay, so 2.1 if we'd add those words. Anything else on page 2? Page 3? Page 4? Page 5? And page 6? That's it? Okay. Acknowledge receipt of minutes of various boards and committees.
Move for approval.
Have a motion by the Vice Mayor, a second Councilmember Summers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Number 3, hear reports on events, meetings, and conferences attended. Councilmember Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. Last Thursday after our meeting, I went to Redbird Elementary School, which participated with our engineering department in Engineering Week. And I want to say a special thank you to Beth Huning and her staff for the great time that they spent with the students at Redbird. This is, I think, the second year they participated in a program talking about engineering to the kids there. The kids formed teams to build bridges out of popsicle sticks and were able to test the strength and dynamics of their bridges. And many of them won awards for the designs they've had. They work with great teachers there, including Mr. Tim, and I promised the students that I would mention it on television tonight that they did a great job. Thank you.
I'm sure they appreciate that. Thank you. Vice Mayor.
We had a nice ribbon cutting opening for another restaurant downtown Mesa, Cucina de Vida, which was nice in that old high school friend that the mayor and I both attended school with many years ago when the Lobdells saw the light and came over to the Mesa High side. But anyway, nice opening, nice event, great food. Encourage people to come down and try our restaurants downtown.
And I'm glad to see someone who went to high school with us has actually turned out to be respectable.
There you go.
Because we certainly haven't done a very good job of that. No, great place. 142, I believe, West Main, down on West Main Street. Great, great new business in downtown Mesa. Really appreciate the investment made in our downtown, and just wish them all the best. So please, go there, eat there, patronize them. That's the deal. Anything else? Wow. I also had the opportunity last Thursday night to attend the Professional Engineering Week dinner in Phoenix, downtown Phoenix. He asked me to speak there, and we talked about passion, engineering passion, that is. Now, that was interesting to try and figure out talk about engineers and passion, and Councilman Higgins, I thought of you as a great ideal of engineers with passion.
Thank you, Mayor.
No, so we had a good discussion on that, a good talk. So,
actually,
yes.
Mayor, we did have an event this morning. We had the second annual Mesa Prayer Breakfast that was attended by about 70-plus faith and community leaders, and it was a wonderful event. Everybody had a great time. We showed a video of our program that Lutheran Social Services is launching called iHelp, which will be available on the city website soon through the Faith and Community Partners button for everybody at home to watch. It's a great program that helps single homeless women. Anything else?
A great place where it's one of the few places you'll hear in the same program, a Jewish prayer sung in Hebrew, a Muslim prayer in Arabic, Christian prayers from all different denominations. Very, very nice. Very nice event. Thank you very much. Reminds me of the real diversity we do have in this community that some people seem to overlook. It's a great community, so thank you. And thanks to Councilmember Higgins for really pushing that program. It's been very, very successful in the first year, and we look for bigger and better things, so thank you. Okay. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Make sure the mayor and council are aware that the breakfast with the governor that was to be held at MCC tomorrow morning has been rescheduled till March 16th, 7:30. So just make sure everybody's aware of that for tomorrow. Also, there's two committee meetings coming up this week, this week. Tuesday, Community Neighborhood Services Committee meeting, and Wednesday, the Transportation Infrastructure Committee meeting. I think in both those committees, you'll be hearing presentations from different projects being done by different schools in the community that they are coming to present their ideas to the council. So it should be very informative. Just remind council, we'll have another study session on February. We'll have a study session on February 25th. And then also Friday, February 26th, will the beginning of the play ball exhibit. It will be at the Arizona Museum for Youth, and it continues till November 7th. And we just want to thank all those who've been putting that together. The Amy staff have done a great job of making that exhibit work inside of Amy and the expertise they brought, and working with the Historical Society. I think it'll be a great success, and we're looking forward to that. And also, we'll talk, guess more details later, but we have the top to bottom event on February 27th. So that kickoff will be at the Riverview Toyota, I think is what it is. Okay. Good.
Not just in the service bay.
And then, Mayor, Mayor, if you would, I'd like
to. We'll meet there in the morning, and then later that afternoon, we'll recall everyone back to their.
Oh, no, sorry. Mayor, I'd also like to introduce our new Parks and Facilities Department Director, Mark Hirschberg. Mark, if you could just stand. And welcome, Mark. He comes to us from Colorado, so he's enjoying this blustery cold winds that blow in today. He feels right at home. But I just want to welcome him here and introduce him. If the council hasn't had a chance to meet Mark, we encourage you to get to meet him. So welcome to Mesa.
Thank you.
Welcome, Mark. Thank you very much. Okay.
That's all I have.
That's it. Anything else from the council? All righty. Motion to adjourn. Got a motion from Councilmember Summer, second Vice Mayor.
Yep, sir.
We are adjourned. We'll see you upstairs. Thank you.